Network. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. I only got 5 minutes left with Tarpley. And then coming up, we're going to have Gerald Celente on and more. Big transmission lined up. You're going to be listening to rebroadcast as well later. But we're live right now. Webster, finishing up here. I just imagine you in that arena with those piranhas. But, again, I'm pleased that they have to have it all rigged. That's good. Shows their weakness. It still won't be enough, even though they're delusional, thank God. But we're beating them so badly right now, so let's let that continue. Webster, getting into the executive orders, as you said, they're thawing out things that were meant for during a nuclear war when Congress has all been killed. But Obama's saying for any reason, including threats, peacetime martial law is what all the constitutional scholars are calling it. They're scared, aren't they?
Yeah, I think the big question again is the ominous thing is why now? Why do this now? The Defense Production Act has been there since 1950. It's a product of the Korean War. I think many of these provisions could be used in a very positive way. We could use them to get out of the current depression. But this is not what Obama has in mind. He is he's sort of pulling out the Defense Production Act, and he's updating it in the following way. The Defense Production Act up to now, the executive orders that have been issued under Clinton and a couple of others, make FEMA the lead agency in coordinating this emergency economic and maybe political rule, but certainly economic. In other words, the war mobilization, war preparedness of the entire U.S. economy was normally then going to be under FEMA, except FEMA has now been included in the Homeland Security Department. So this means that the head of FEMA is no longer going to be the czar, but it's going to be Napolitano, right? Secretary of Homeland Security. And, of course, her track record of incompetence, malfeasance, nonfeasance, insolence, impudence.
Well, I mean, isn't Mr. Napolitano just a puppet?
Yeah. I mean, of course, you've got to look at, you know, at who and you know, exactly all the influences that would converge on her.
Yeah.
That's one side. The other side is that the notion of national defense has been broadened in the following way. There was a law called the Stafford Law, which has to do with natural emergencies, earthquakes, hurricanes, forest fires, things like this. That has all been incorporated in. So those are the two big sort of formalistic changes, that FEMA is no longer the lead agency. They don't chair the Homeland Security Panel or whatever it is. There's a whole interagency group that they've created. Generally, it's going to be the lead agency is Homeland Security, and the definition is broadened to include all of these so-called natural disasters. But now, what is he really looking towards? Well, one could be the obvious, right? Iran, right? Anything with oil, anything with the Hormuz, the Persian Gulf, Arabian Gulf, that could be what he has in mind. But they want to be ready for a confrontation, and that seems to be where at least some forces are pushing. Another question would be the short-term collapse of the dollar or the euro and the dollar, some kind of catastrophic dollar panic, a rush to the exits to dump all the dollars in the world. That could make it very hard to get oil because obviously
sure.
one of the things that's included in this executive order is stockpiling. You can create, you know, stockpiles of all kinds.
What do you make of the NDAA, though, and the communist Chinese using that as their own secret arrest model? I mean, this is getting really crazy.
Yeah, and again, these things are now adding up, right? Because you've got this NDAA with the, Guantanamo forever with torture.
They're saying they'll spy without warrants now. Why? We only got 30 seconds left. Why is there a coming out of the closet right now?
It can be war with Iran. It can be the depression. It can be that they're looking forward to riots. And this is generally Weimarization. This is what happened in Germany, 1931-32.
Yeah, get out of the Depression, the next move is dictatorship. Webster, we got to have you up the next few weeks again. Things are moving so quickly. Tarpley.net, our site's InfoWars.com. Thank you so much, Tarpley. Good luck at that debate. Everybody should buy tickets and be there and support you next Monday in the District of Criminals. Be there, folks. We'll be right back.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We have a particularly important global transmission lined up for you today, and yes, every day is important, but as we get deeper into this global crisis engineered by the monopoly men that run the world government, each successive transmission will become more important than the last. Look at this massive stack of news I have here in front of me. If you were a radio listener and aren't watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 stacks of news, and each stack is completely insane. Let me just randomly pick this one and just mention what's in it. Climate Fund seeks UN-style diplomatic immunity. This is the environmental takeover stack. New East River Bridges toll proposal goes after everyone, including bicyclists. And I mentioned yesterday that all over the world they're bringing pedestrian tolls in, and I saw comments on InfoWars that I was a liar. And I knew my memory was right, so I simply searched the term and pulled up San Francisco Chronicle Associated Press and others, where in San Francisco they do tell you to walk across the bridges. But again, it's only $6. What's wrong with that? Good news, India bans its airlines from paying EU carbon tax. That'll make George Soros angry. Hose pipe hotlines to enforce drought restrictions as March heat wave continues all week. England has record amounts of water. They've never, in most cities, paid for water there because there's so much water in their aquifers, and it's some of the best water. But now they're teaching you that there isn't water and telling you that there's restrictions and telling everyone to tattle. We'll be getting into that. Again, not tattle on folks for water, not for 10 years you can buy glowing monkeys, cats, and dogs in Hong Kong shops, part jellyfish, and are in extreme pain because they have stinging cells in their own flesh. Beyond Blade Runner. But the environmentalists don't care about that. No, they want to lecture me for poking an ant pile in a video I shot and uploaded Sunday, showing people how when you stir up ants, they swarm, illustrating that if I then just give them ambro poison, they think it's food, take it in and die. That's what the globalists do with GMO to us, versus a frontal assault, they attack you. But I am now an animal cruelty person for poking at ants that are invasive from Brazil and have spread all the way to Australia and kill most of the ground foraging birds like turkeys and quail being decimated by them. They kill most of the baby wild boar, most of the baby deer. It's all on record, just the worst invasive species on Earth. On Earth, never able to get over the Andes, but brought to the Houston Ship Channel in a shipment of wood, what, in the 1940s? I said the 50s. That's incorrect. But there's literally people who are serious on my YouTube channel saying, arrest me for killing ants. Again, that's how they protect the environment, not worry about actual GMO that's destroying and wrecking the biosphere's original genetic code, genetic vandalism. Here is the San Francisco Chronicle article from 2005. It was put into place. Bay Area, $6 toll for Gate Bridge. Hikers, bicyclists may also have to pay to cross over, and they did put that into place. There's been big fights over it. They're talking about removing it. But I thought I'd mention that. Here it is, Golden Gate Bridge, bicycle and walking toll. But again, I'm a liar. That's your Agenda 21. See, this is what... this is what straw men attackers do to me every day as part of a concerted jealousy effort. A lot of it's jealousy, and I'm sad that that's the case. But a lot of it is government sock puppets. It's actually come out that we're targeted by government propaganda and national media, but also at grassroots. That's the White House strategy, and we're on the White House enemies list. They come out and say, oh, look, Alex is lying. This article is about tolls on bicycles. And what I said on last night's radio show, Sunday night show, 4 to 6, is I said in New York they're looking at toll roads for people on bicycles. But I said in other areas of the world, some areas of the U.S., England, and in China, they're moving towards tolls on pedestrians. And I saw people attacking me last night saying I was a liar, just saw it without looking, and saw it as a meme. And so I thought, well, I know I've seen that over and over again, but I double-checked my knowledge, and there it was, China, England, U.S., tolls on walking. But see, a straw man would say, look, that's not in the article. It's bicycles. Don't lie to people. And I'm like, I didn't say that article was about bicycles in New York. I was saying they're also going after people walking over bridges. And see, that's like a mental illness that jealous people do. They'll say you're wrong about something just like it proves a point, like they one-up you because they prove you wrong. But they didn't really prove you wrong. They misrepresented what you said and then tear that down. And it isn't about Alex Jones being right. Let me tell you something. I can walk out on a stage and have people throw tomatoes at me and it doesn't get to me. Never happened, but I've had things, you know, that are similar to that, being attacked by a studio audience that's told to attack me, people making fun of me, a group of yuppies on their motorcycles on South Congress stopping, you know, 8 years ago and getting around me and laughing at me like it was getting to me. And I just said, if somebody's going to do something, go ahead. I'm going to stomp your butt into the ground. I mean, it's not because I'm some great person or Mr. Tough Guy either. The point is that I'm just a normal man who isn't backing down. And in the past, that was the way everybody was. We've had it engineered and chemically taken out of us, and it means nothing to me if I'm attacked. Peer pressure means nothing to me. Zero. And that's the kind of attitude that built this country, and people need to get that back. That's why I attack the trendies. I don't care how you look or what you're into. If you like a style, I don't care what it is, that's great. Whether it's gothic or golf shirt or cowboy, whatever it is. Just actually stand for something at the end of the day as well, not just whatever outfit you got from the clothing rack, whatever genre you decided to go along with. Do you see what I'm saying? Because the essence of our enslavement is that people feel so empty and all they do is watch television, hoping that if they get in a certain niche or go with a certain look or a certain idea or if they repeat what they saw in the sitcoms, they're going to be popular. Because all these social engineering shows show you men acting like fools and acting super stupid and getting all the women. And then men go out and do that all day and wonder why they're not getting women. And in every role you're shown on television, men are groveling to women and are idiots and let the women be the boss. And then women see that and think that's what they want, and then that's not what they want. Everything you're taught is how to socially destroy you and make you not be fulfilled. Because when you're fulfilled, you begin to not even care about yourself. See, if they can freeze you and never let you get into the hierarchy of needs, and that pyramid of the hierarchy of needs is incredibly accurate. And if they can keep you from ever getting self-sufficient or truly being independent, then they've got you. Because if they can arrest your development, you will never develop into the higher levels where you realize you're not going to live very long and that you love humanity and you're building a society and that you live forever through what you build and through those that you lift up. And through your genetic line. And the elite don't want you thinking like they think. I went to a Walmart last night. It's the only place you can buy film for a Polaroid camera here locally. Hadn't been in one in a while. And I watched as I walked around with my son, the people, and I saw women who were attractive, and I watched them. They were so insecure, moping around, feeling totally horrible. There was a salon at the front. I saw a young woman come in, and it was closed, and she looked totally freaked out and depressed. I could tell she had some date coming up that evening, and you know, oh my gosh, she couldn't go in there and get that certification of beauty. You know, it's all these props people need, and I watched the men all wearing skull shirts. Black, white, old, young, Hispanic, all trying to act tough, all trying to act tough around their wives and girlfriends. And you could look in their eye. They were so insecure. They were so scared. They had seen all these images in culture and video games, and they didn't really feel powerful. And they were like little children. Because I guess they watch television all day. And they're not driving Lamborghinis. They're not driving the latest Ferrari. They don't have a high-maintenance 10 on their arm. And they're worried about money. And that's why the system creates fiat money that's controlled by private groups and then artificially deflates the value of it, inflation, so that you're so obsessed with that and so insecure that you don't have time to challenge the system. I never thought I'd say it, but I saw a Justin Timberlake movie this weekend in two treadmill sessions. And it's called In Time. And I want to do a review of that because it's all about that. How they artificially control the resources. It's feudalism. So that there's a class structure. And it also gets into the elite living forever. And they have to kill 90% of the public if they're going to be able to live forever. Obviously influenced by reality. It's art imitating life, but it's a good film. Have to say that. I thought Justin Timberlake was a pretty good actor as well. But side issue, the point is that we live in an artificial environment. It's not totally artificial, but the globalists and DARPA and the scientific engineers are attempting, in their own words, to create a fully artificial habitat. I'm here to get you to wake up to this and to tell average people, stop letting them... A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
No, they just want us to go on killing one another.
All they want us to do is keep on fussing and fighting.
And that's what this Trayvon Martin thing is all about.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. That's a prank.
We're going to be breaking that down. And why the media has seized upon this now. You know, I look at the videos of these Black Panthers, the new Black Panther Party, calling for the vigilante capture of Mr. Zimmerman. And they have the same clownish look as Ku Klux Klan rallies I've seen on video, except they've got dark skin. It's all part of the same divide and conquer. And you notice the federal government and the state governments are not going after them. If I got on air and said, I've got a $10,000 reward, I want 10,000 whatever color people to go grab somebody, there would be police cars pulling up here within an hour. Guaranteed. Because that is an insurrection. And a violation of due process. So you have to ask yourself, why is this going on? Why is this happening now? I'm going to talk about that later. That's one of the things in my stack. Black friend defends shooter of Florida team. We're going to be going over that. I'm not defending any of it. It sounds stupid following the guy down the street. But there are witnesses that what you're not hearing in the media is he had a broken nose. And that Trayvon Martin was seen by witnesses on top of him. That was stupid as well. So we don't really know what happened here, and we're going to be getting into that. Also, China unveils new legislation on police powers of detention, modeled after the NDAA. I've talked about this the last 2 weeks, but it's back in the news. But how do you criticize them? When that's what our criminal government, formerly Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, is doing. Also, Cheney, older, waited longer than average for heart transplant. That's how they're spinning it. Yeah, because you're not supposed to get a heart transplant when you're above about 55 on average. Because they don't do well. Younger people in the bioethicist actuaries are supposed to get them. But not in the case of Dick Cheney. But I'll be honest, I'm surprised he waited that long. Somebody like Steve Jobs didn't wait very long for liver. And a lot of rich people just go to China or go to Japan. They fly it just, you know, a couple hundred miles over the ocean. They have mobile execution vans. If you're a new listener, I'm not joking. Each major city has 24 mobile execution vans. They kill you for petty crimes, you name it. And then they chop your organs out on the tarmac. Guys, Google China mobile execution vans. It'll show them, it's like a London Guardian article, probably pop up first, choking a woman, and then it shows the van. And the butchering facility in the back of it, the medical table, and then they fly them while they're still warm, generally right over the South China Sea there, right into Japan, right into those medical cities they've got there on the East Coast. China's high-tech death van, where criminals are executed and their organs are sold on black market. Yeah, scroll down. That's Daily Mail. Let's see. Oh, there's a loving execution van. Oh, just step right in here. And the execution van looks like a normal police van. Yeah, there's another one. Shows him choking a woman and taking her in. By the way, they get their cues now from the United States, so that's got to make you feel proud. You're an extremist, though, if you don't like it. And I got a big police state stack. That's what, see, this is a climate fraud, global fascist takeover stack here. I got a little bit of that. Then I have the police state stack. Then I have black friend defends shooter of Florida team. Big stack on the Trayvon Martin shooting outside Orlando there. We've got Cheney getting the heart. And then we've got Sandusky. I've got Cheney in that stack. Labeled likely pedophile in 98. Yeah, there were police investigations in 95. With rape kids and nothing was done. That's NBC News. Huh. I mean, what a perv. His house backed right up to a school where he'd watch the kids. And he was so emboldened, he was raping children in the showers during the broad daylight. And of course, the local sports writers are saying it was the big rich donors coming in. Of course that's what's going on. That's what the Texas Youth Commission did. Our country is run by the most psychotic, psychopathic, demonic monsters you can imagine. Giant pedophile armies with nuclear weapons. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
You walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dick who has ever planted the written print of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You have found it, the front lines of the info war. We are the tip of the spear, not just myself, not just my crew, but you, the listeners, you, the activists, you, the freedom lovers out there. I commend you. I salute you. We have Gerald Celente on a big MF Global report coming up. We'll also get into other global trends and take your calls. Webster Griffin Tarpley, who's been to Syria, who's been to Uganda, who has been to all of these places, who's been to Libya recently. He's going to be here breaking down geopolitically what's happening, also the economy, and open phones for Webster, Griffin, Tarpley as well today. Let me get into some news on the authoritarian angle first, and then I'm going to get into Harvard scientists reverse the aging process in mice, now for humans. They've had this very type of technology for at least 20 years. When I was first on air 17 years ago, this was well established in different scientific journals. They're just now advertising it, and it's already on the market for many elites. But under bioethics, you will not have access to it. Unless we take our society back, but to do that, you'll have to control your own destiny and control the type of news you're into, and not just let them tell you what you're going to be watching, like football. Again, I get going over to a friend's house and grilling cheeseburgers or steaks and drinking beer and watching a football game. I get it. But when there is a scientific dictatorship with thousands of public documents, we've linked to some new ones today from the Rockefeller Foundation about putting sterilants and cancer viruses in the vaccines, and then I've watched my family members and friends shrivel up dying from cancer, and I watch young people getting cancer all over the place and the cancer numbers exploding. You know, I can't sit there and watch a football game anymore. Cannot do it. Occasionally I get roped into going to one. Parents invite me over for a barbecue. I want my children to be around their parents, their grandparents. And so I'll go outside and shoot a YouTube video and upload it. I will not watch it. I will not. I can't. Now, occasionally I'll watch a comedy because all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Something like Horrible Bosses or something was the last comedy I watched. It is funny. It's also not for children to watch. Jennifer Aniston's very lovely as a brunette. But the point is that I can't do it anymore. And you can go, man, that guy's a weirdo. He's obsessed with legislation. You know, so many times I'll be out to eat with business people, prominent people that invite me out to dinner. And even if they know about my show and invited me out because they have seen or heard the show, they still say, but isn't it kind of weird being into this? You know, shouldn't you not be so obsessed with this? And I'm like, how do I not be obsessed with knowing they're poisoning the food and water by design to sterilize me and to hurt my children and to hurt your children? I mean, I would have to be a lunatic to not be obsessed with this. And people are like, oh, it isn't that bad, Alex. No, it's that bad and then some, okay? Don't you get it? It's real. Don't you get it? It's all hiding in plain view. They think you're so stupid. It was on record that $2 billion, right at $2 billion, was transferred of private people's accounts to J.P. Morgan in London. That came out in Forbes, the Associated Press, the day after it happened. And it was just a minor footnote that they'd been transferred. And then a few weeks later, people couldn't get their money. It was like, oh, we'll look into it. And I'm like, look into it. It's right here. Corzine ordered it. It's on record. Then Corzine goes up and says, I know nothing about it, even though he was a CEO. And the head of the CME group comes out. It was the regulator, the private regulator over it, and says, no, he ordered it. I was in the phone calls. You don't move $2 billion without it being regulated. And the federal regulators, all in the three major groups, all the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of it, were formerly working under him at Goldman Sachs. He was the head of Goldman Sachs. And now it's been confirmed that J.P. Morgan said, we don't care if it's your private customers' money. You'll give it to us. As Max Kaiser first reported that, Kaiser, who has the sources in Europe, you know, he used to work with George Soros' son, not that he's involved in this, he says the head of J.P. Morgan called him up and said, you're dead. Kaiser isn't just going to say this. He's over there under French libel laws, where you basically have no First Amendment. He's not going to say that if he wasn't told that. He said, you're dead if you don't transfer that money. And the issue here is, we've now gotten to the point in this country, in this world, where the entire corporate whore media knows it's a lie, knows he, I mean, 3 months ago, Terrence Duffy testified before Congress and said, I'm not going to lie. He was there. He ordered him to do it. He's not going to lie under oath for Corzine, and the media still acts like that perjury wasn't committed. Now the emails and his orders are public, and no one gets in trouble. And here's the issue. The banksters have stolen. We haven't gotten a new number in 2 years. We're 4 years into the banker bailout. It was really just signing us over to the banks, signing on to their too big to fail. That's how they enslave us, signing us on to their derivatives they created as a ball and chain to tie to us. Media covers that up, acts like they're the experts, when they're the authors of this. This is the type of information we're talking about. And it makes my head spin. And now he's caught in absolute triplicate. It's like walking out of the bank with your handgun holstered with two bags in your hand with big money symbols on it, loading it into the back of a van. And the cops pull up and walk by with a cup of coffee and go, hey, what you doing? Oh, I'm just loading some money up. I got a mask on. The cops say, I don't see anything. Have a good day. Now, if cops did that, you'd know they were on the take of the bank robber. And that's exactly all this is. And the media tried to spin it. Well, you shouldn't have been investing in the mercantile exchanges, tried to con the public, knowing most people aren't in commodities and futures trading, to act like it was the stock market or something. These were their accounts. Like when you go to a casino and you go put $1,000 on the casino card you're going to go use on slot machines or whatever. That's your money on that card. People put their money into the account to make bets. And then their account is up or down. And people like Gerald Celente had been trading in that account for 20 plus years. And he was way up. And he had taken delivery, ordered delivery months before. He'd won a bunch of money, making good bets on gold. And they said, you know what? You're not getting it, Jack. And they adjusted his statement. Even though he had the statements where he had over $100,000. That's all he'll say. In profit, and they just said, you're not getting it, Jack. Now, do any of you feel safe when we've got reckless bankers? I mean, Corzine, like Madoff created the NASDAQ. Doesn't get much bigger than that. What's bigger? People like Corzine. They're actual mega managers, former head of Goldman Sachs. Above that is owners, Rockefeller, Rothschilds, people like that. The bank's got $27 trillion. 2 years into this, we don't know new numbers since then of U.S. taxpayer money. But they leveraged out to infinity again. There's more derivatives now than there was 4 years ago. And they've got us signed on to those. And do any of you feel safe? Do any of you feel good knowing that they could have easily just guaranteed at the CME Group, as they promised previously, all of the commodities exchanges going on through the mercantile, as they've done in the past. This has happened before, something similar. No, this time they didn't. And what does that tell you? They know that they don't want to set a precedent that when all of this derivatives paper goes bad, it's already bad, but when the dominoes start moving even quicker, they do not want the precedent that they're going to pay you your money that's in these accounts. But it's worse than that. They're going to take your pension funds, they've already done this in Europe. They're going to take your private bank accounts. They're going to take your 401ks. They're going to take your commodity futures trading accounts, your bank accounts. That's what this is. This is all a big test to see if they can do that. And right now, Corzine is just out in the open with hundreds of articles. I typed his name in this morning. It was actually thousands. You put it into this Google NSA search engine, click news, it was thousands. You'll have the top five or six articles, and it'll say the number under it. In fact, do that for folks. Type in John Corzine, Google News, and click it. Well, I say hundreds. See, people accuse me of exaggerating. No, it's actually the opposite. I tend to know it was in the thousands this morning when I looked at it, and so I just say hundreds. And I've got to stop doing that. Blow it up. Okay. scroll up, and it depends on the algorithm each time you search. Scroll down. It says, yeah, it says 1,050 results in the last 7 seconds, or 0.7. Go ahead and scroll down. And of top news, it's 69. And then you go back down, it's 357. You go back down. Yeah, it's weird. Each time it's different. Like, do it again, and it'll show you a totally different number. Point is, it's thousands of articles. There you go. So get these idiot, you know, comments. Oh, you didn't hundreds of articles. You're right. I lied to you. I tend to hold back. In fact, the only way I am dishonest is that I don't go all the way. It's not that I'm exaggerating. It's the opposite of it. As I keep trying to tell you, my mind automatically gauges it back because it sounds ridiculous. So I wasn't lying just now on purpose. I'm trying to have total transparency here. It's that my mind, if I say I saw thousands of articles this morning, most people don't know how search engines work. They're not going to believe that. So I just showed people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. That in the last 2 days, over 1,000 articles. This morning was like 1,600 and something. In fact, show them again. Do the search again because it's weird. The algorithm varies sometimes, hour to hour. In fact, this morning when I did it, it says 1,060 now. Here, scroll down. Yeah, it was 1,600 something this morning. Scroll down and show them. Yeah, there it is, 1,060. Whatever. The point is I'm trying to teach people and show people just how serious all this is, because this is a major bellwether, and that's why we're going to spend a lot of time on it with Gerald Celente, who's only about 15 minutes away. I got to talk about this and dovetail it with this other article over here. This is a police state news. Obama's disbelief after staring into North Korea. Now, here's a guy who went to school and was an open communist, funded, of course, by the Rockefeller and Rothschild Foundations, Ford Foundation, all of it on record, living with the Weatherman bombers. I mean, this is our president. But again, that's just the banker's front. Of course, they want all revolution to be communist because the big mega banks sit offshore. They want to destroy free market for the general public. Here's a guy shutting down our power plants. Here's a guy shutting down our pipelines. Here's a guy with taxes he knows putting us into a cardiac arrest. And he goes and looks over the DMZ. And I made the joke yesterday before these comments were out that he was coming home, because there's only one place in the world up until just last week that allows the secret arrest and disappearance of people, and that was North Korea. Now the United States has signed into law similar stuff that is still completely illegal. You can sign a law saying you can rape kids on the White House lawn. Doesn't mean it's true. I got a right to resist that. That's illegal. Hitler can pass laws all day, you know, doing bad things. I say it's baloney. There's a universal right to resist tyranny, as the founder stated in his Common Sense shows. But now China unveils new legislation on police powers. They did pass it, of detention. Experts warn that official draft legislation would have legalized disappearance, allowing police to hold suspects without informing families. The legislation's passed through one group of Communist Party officials. Now it's going to the other group. It's not 100% done. And it's modeled, and they're defending it off of the NDAA. Go read it for yourself, London Guardian. Now, that said, Obama, who demanded this power, that is, at North Korea level, that China is now imitating. We're now the example of evil. That is the criminal bankers that have taken over our country. And they're openly trying to break our will, like lawyers, to set this precedent. I mean, you know, they got federal grants to take blood at checkpoints without warrants. First, they used fake rubber stamp general warrants that weren't real. A kangaroo warrant. Now they just don't even have them. Now they've got medicalized police units to train the other police in forced inoculation. I told you that years ago. Now they're announcing that. You see how they're getting this ready? If I walked up to a cop and punched him in the nose, the average cop would savagely attack me right back. But if I was the Rockefeller Foundation and I'm trying to force the cops to take shots and make them take the public filled with cancer viruses and sterilants, the cops do it. Because it's authority doing it to them. See? You're under attack. We're all under attack. None of us are on the winning globalist team. Even if you're immoral and think you're part of the system, you're under attack. And a lot of you won't listen. But when you get diagnosed with cancer at 35, when your child dies of cancer and you finally go look at the statistics and find that pediatric cancer is over 10,000 percentage points up the last 50 years, that average cancer is 2,000% for adults, then you're going to, look, I want to save you now. I care about you. And I want us to all come in together for the big win against the globalists. I'm not risking my life for nothing. I know we can win. We can turn this back. But we've got to admit the horror. It's beyond what I can tell you. Words do not describe it. I'm begging you, look into what I'm saying. Look at this. Obama, it says, after squinting through binoculars into the nation frozen in time, U.S. President Barack Obama reeled off a contempt-laden, startlingly frank indictment of North Korea. Well, wait a minute. He said he wants a post-industrial world. Maury Strong and the U.N. want that. That's what carbon taxes are. They want a North Korean existence for us. That's actually their model. Well, they live in high-tech palaces. The Stalinist remnant of the Cold War was, in Obama's eyes, nothing but a nation which cannot make anything of any use, doesn't work, and even is vaunted weapon exports hardly state-of-the-art. This is Obama. It's like you're in a time warp, Obama said Sunday after he toured a rocky border post in the demilitarized buffer zone that has split North Korean peninsula for more time than he's been alive. It is like you're looking across 50 years into a country that has missed 40 years or 50 years of progress. Progress like your socialist health care that they're getting everybody.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Some of the neocons halfway praising the army sergeant who they now admit shot at least 18 people, small children, as part of a reprisal for a roadside bomb. I saw some praise of that. Well, here's the aftermath. British soldiers shot dead by rogue Afghan army officer. Two British soldiers have been shot dead by an Afghan army officer after an argument at a British headquarters in Helmand Province, and you're going to see more of that. The troops are there, of course, on record to grow the opium and get it shipped back into Europe and the United States on record. They had a problem, of course, 3 years ago with the troops speaking out about being ordered to grow opium, so they just put it on the news and said, that's patriotism. In Tunisia, Islamists step up demand for Islamic State. Same thing has now happened in Egypt. And again, I'm not a Islam basher, but the version of Islam being manipulated by Saudi Arabia and others, and I'm not getting into Shiite-Sunni fights, I'm a Christian. The globalists are putting radical Muslims in everywhere while telling me, give up my rights because the radical Muslims are going to kill me any minute. Then I'm watching as they put Al-Qaeda in charge and then Al-Qaeda-like Muslim Brotherhood everywhere. We have Syrian Girl on the nightly news tonight covering that. And then I'm going to premiere the Billy Corrigan interview that is really powerful and will be a newsmaker. He goes after Al Gore, carbon taxes, everything. It's very powerful, very smart guy. Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins was with us a week and a half ago in studio. We took our time putting it all together. So that'll be out tonight after about 30 minutes of news and an interview. So probably about 8 o'clock tonight, we'll start streaming that out to the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. By the way, it's 15 cents a day. And you get to see the radio show streamed with video, so that added dimension, an added audio video podcast commercial free. All of my films, it'll be 9 years in April, 9 years, April 6th or 7th, I forget, is when we launched PrisonPlanet.tv 9 years ago. A lot of specials, a new film up there, the New World Order Blueprint of Mad Men. Gerald Celente is coming up. Also, live extension technology on record. All of you that attack me for Endgame, to the elite, we're going to develop live extension. They already had it. And that's why they think they're gods. They like to compare themselves to Prometheus. Prometheus actually tried to build up humanity. You guys are more like the Norse god Loki, playing games with humanity. But you want to liken yourself to gods? How about the devil? But if you see that as a god, some of you do, I know. I guess you don't think the devil's a bad guy. He's Lucifer to you guys. Point is, you guys have a pretty bad track record of wrecking stuff. I do stand against you. Your work stinks, literally, and is very ugly. I know that's beautiful to you. Speaking to the globalist right now, it's kind of like in The Godfather when he says, I'm going to talk now to him in Italian, you know, when they're there in the restaurant. I'm going to talk to the New World Order and Imperial Illuminati. Now, as we go to break here and come back with Gerald Celente, I want to get him on right at the start of the next hour. I want to also add that I'm very excited people are checking out the specs at Infowars.com in the online video apparel / preparedness section of the shopping carts. We have two different ones for you to choose from, our newer one and then the Yahoo Classic system, because people are looking at the specs of the ProPure gravity filtration stainless steel systems, and they blow the competition completely out of the water. And it is so important to filter your water and not trust the globalists. They got the top-of-the-line shower filters as well, stainless steel units. They've got portable ones. They got big ones, perfect for restaurants, perfect for everywhere, perfect for your home, perfect for your camp. Infowars.com to get the ProPure system, and we have a discount running. When you put water in as a code on the site, all the ProPure products are 10% off. So we already have it at the lowest prices anywhere at Infowars.com. I'm even pressuring the manufacturer to give us even better deals right now. I'm giving everybody only at Infowars.com 10% off all the ProPure, or you can call 888-253-3139.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.